Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in time for a weekend special talking with Dr. Birnbaum about the situation with Finland and Sweden. Are they going to join NATO? If they do, what's Russia going to do in her opinion, etc., etc.? Frida, you've got the mic. No time constraints on this one.
Thank you so much, Al. Well, you know, it's interesting now because Finland is going to apply to join the NATO military alliance, and Finnish President Sauli Niinisto and Prime Minister Sanna Marin said in a joint statement on Thursday that they're ready to go. And Finland has been, you know, a neutral country since the end of the Second World War. And it was invaded by the Soviet Union. So this country has been neutral for a long time. And joining NATO is the best option for Finland to guarantee its national security. If Finland and Sweden join NATO, Russia would find itself completely surrounded by NATO countries in the Baltic Sea and the Arctic as well. So considering Russia used fears that Ukraine would join NATO, the Russians are not likely to be very happy. And the Kremlin has warned of military and political repercussions if the Finns or the Swedes decide to join NATO. But, you know, analysts say that the military action against the Nordic countries appears unlikely, considering how involved Russia forces are in Ukraine. So many of the Russian troops stationed near the Finnish border were relocated to Ukraine and have been hit by significant losses. And more likely, Moscow will be moving weapon systems closer to Finland. Disinformation campaigns, cyber attacks, economic counter moves, and steering migration towards the Russian-Finnish border. This is all going on. And if the country's parliaments approve this application, NATO will issue formal invitations to join. The entire process is expected to take up to a year. Mr. Putin's chief spokesman, Dmitry S. Peskov, is saying that the addition of Finland and Sweden to NATO would not make Europe safer. And in an interview with British, if you want to, I can't see you, Al, so if you want to join in anything, just let me know. But in an interview with a British news site, he posted on Twitter that as NATO members, the two Nordic countries become part of the enemy, and they bear all the risks. And this is quoted by what Dmitry Peskov said on Twitter. And Putin's invasion of Ukraine has united the West and has actually helped us to become partners and also isolated Moscow. So Mr. Putin has offered a range of reasons for its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. But it was intended in part to block the eastern expansion of NATO. So Russia is actually warning of nuclear hypersonic deployment if the Sweden and Finland countries join NATO. So far, we haven't seen the evidence of this kind of deployment or military dispositions that would reinforce that kind of concern. So Dmitry Medvedev, a senior member of Russian Security Council, said they will have to reinforce their borders by bolstering ground, air, and naval defenses in the region. So this is what's going on so far with Sweden and Finland declaring that they're going to join NATO.
You know, I have to tell you, everything you have told me right now kind of brings me up to speed in that situation. And I think that Vladimir Putin, I think he's got to be ready for this, because purely and simply, now if he attacks, Finland and Sweden, the whole world is truly going to be against him. I think this was probably a good move on the part of the Scandinavian countries in doing this. Personally, I do, because it really stresses how the West, if the West is represented by Finland and Sweden, and I have to say in the course of this particular discussion, they are 100% represent the West in the sense that Putin knows, and everybody in Russia knows, that the West is totally against Russia when it comes to what they are doing in terms of Ukraine. And I think that this is kind of going to be the frosting on the cake for Eater. Personally, I agree with that. What's your opinion on that?
I agree. You know, I'm actually looking forward to seeing how he is not going to move in a direction that he always has claimed that he will. He got away with it with Ukraine, although his soldiers are suffering. But then again, I don't think he's going to get away with it this time. Let's see if he's really going to say and do as we are knowing that he's not going to. So this is going to be interesting for us. I haven't seen any evidence of any kind of moving forward with nuclear weapons in any direction in any way. And I don't think he's going to do that even with this. I do know that he's not going to be in a good place right now because all his military is involved with Ukraine. He's going to have to go back and reinforce the borders. And, you know, he's going to have to bolster the ground and the air and all this is his defenses in the region. And that's going to be a stretch for him. It's going to be a pull for him. But I definitely don't feel he's going to use any nuclear hypersonic developments.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. Frida, I appreciate your opinion on this situation. It actually goes wholeheartedly with my opinion. Thank you so much, Frida.
Thank you. My pleasure as always. Thank you, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.